Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome to episode 627. This came up in an interview that someone did with me recently, and I thought it was timely to share it here again with you guys. We are in the midst of the holiday season right now, and the holiday season brings with it added everything, added items on our calendar and our to-do list, more stuff, more treats and junk food and goodies, more social events, more presents, more items, just more of everything. Everything. I noticed it over Thanksgiving weekend when I found myself in a store, even just the grocery store, any store. The pace is so much faster. It's just ramped up, and it's amazing how quickly everyone is racing. Like, you can feel it in the air, like the pace of life just ramps up. And life is already full, right, with our normal daily commitments. Now we're taking an already full life and adding the holiday season in it. And I meet so many people who get to the end of the holiday season and they did not enjoy it. They're stressed and they need a break from the holiday season. It's the reason everyone jumps on New Year's resolutions, because we've been so much in excess for the last 2 months of the year that we're looking for some kind of relief. Oh, we need to go to the gym and lose weight because we had too much fun and too much junk over the holidays. Or we didn't take care of ourselves because we were too busy with the holidays, so we now need to go to the gym and exercise. The gym is always packed. Well, aside from COVID when it was closed, the gym was always packed the first few weeks of January. By February 1st, it's kind of back to the regular level throughout the year. And so what is happening? Why are we humans having this pattern over and over and over? One of the things that I stumbled upon years ago at the end of the holiday season, I got to the end of the holiday season, and just as I'm describing for everyone else, I was stressed. I didn't enjoy it. I was burned out. I couldn't wait for it to be over. And I got to the end of it and I thought, my goodness, I didn't even enjoy this time. It's supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year, and all I am feeling is frazzled. What is going on? And particularly that year, I make my mother-in-law a photo calendar every year with pictures of her grandkids. And it takes me hours to create the calendar, and then I have to order it, and it has to be printed and shipped to me. It was like December 18th or so, and suddenly I realized, oh my gosh, I never did the calendar. Well, you need time to do it and then time for it to ship. So I had to drop everything and do it that day and then expedite the shipping and pay almost as much for the shipping as I did for the calendar. And I thought, this is crazy. What am I doing? So I decided right then and there that I would put a note in my phone for the following November 1st. To plan for the holiday season. And I made it a recurrent thing in my calendar every November 1st, every year. And so when November 1st hits, I get a reminder to plan for the holiday season. And I may not get to it right on November 1st, but in the first few days of November, I sit down and I map out what I know of the next 2 months. Social commitments, regular life activities, kids' sports, meetings, what have you. And then I fit that calendar in for my mother-in-law, gift buying, tree decorating, putting lights outside, all the stuff, and I fit it in. And if it's too full, I look at it and I say, where can we let some of this stuff go? What can we let go? And sometimes, you know, I also plan in and make time for the fun stuff. My daughter and my husband and I love to watch holiday movies. So let's make sure we're getting that in, because that's the fun stuff. Let's not be working all the way through the holiday season and miss out on all the stuff that we actually enjoy doing. So I make sure to map some of that in so that we can do that as well and have fun together. So what I would encourage you, I know it's the beginning of December now and it's a month later, but if you haven't yet, take a look at the next few weeks and map it out and see if it's a reasonable level that you can live with, or if you need to make some adjustments and maybe say no to a few things. I promise you that if you manage your time better this season, you will not feel quite as burned out when you get to the end of it. Okay, that was my little holiday tidbit for you. I hope that wherever you are in this world, you manage your time very well today. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.